Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You wrote a romance, slow danced your way into my hands before I knew. You found my deepest weakness, couldn't keep a secret that it was you. And trying, trying, trying not to give in, but you always know what to say. Oh, why, oh, why do I listen to promises you're gonna break? You made me believe every lie was a beautiful sound. You're such a sweet talker, man of my dreams. Tell me, where are you? Where are you now?
That is Sweet Talker from the English synth pop artist Years and Years. It's the lead single from Night Call, the first album from Years and Years since it went from a trio to a solo project led by singer and actor Ale Alexander. If you don't already know his music, you might know him from his lead role as Richie in one of 2021's best series, It's a Sin, which followed a group of friends in 1980s London living through the HIV/AIDS crisis. Alexander wrote and recorded Night Call after working on the series, and you can hear the influence and energies of 80s musicians like Pet Shop Boys and Sylvester, alongside a healthy dose of modern production choices in the album's undeniably danceable tracks. An album that, by the way, is headed for the number one spot on the UK charts. Joining me now for an All of It listening party is Ale Alexander. Hi, Ale.
Hi, Alison. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
And I just want to get your feelings about getting to have a little chit chat with Jonathan Van Ness.
Oh my God, that was great. How amazing is Jonathan? Thank you so much for that. Any chance to speak with Jonathan is just like, I see watching them on the screen is just their presence. It's just so joyful. And I just love to get a little bit of that joy.
Good to spread the joy. I'm with you. Before we dive into the album, this past Saturday was an anniversary. It's a Sin premiere, January 22nd, 2021. Now, of course, you've been doing this for a long time. This wasn't new for you. But what was different about working on that show for you?
Oh, well, It's a Sin. I made It's a Sin at the end of towards the end of 2019, and I hadn't done any acting for maybe 5-6 years. I'd just been working as Years and Years, you know, making music. And, as soon as I read the first episode for It's a Sin, and I heard that, well, I heard that Russell T. Davis was making a new show, and I'm a huge fan of Russell. He's the writer, creator of Queer as Folk, as well as Years and Years, the TV show, and It's a Sin. And I was so blown away just by the first episode, and I just resonated so much with these characters and felt like it was a story that just had, it really needed to be told. So it was a deeply profound experience making it. I loved it so much. It's just one of those life-changing things, I think, for sure.
Now, the origins of Night Call overlap with your work on It's a Sin, and that show takes place in 1981 London. And when you think about who were the chart toppers at the time, Soft Cell, Human League, the show's title comes from a Pet Shop Boys song. How much of the idea of this album existed when you went into filming in the show, or did the show awaken something in you?
Honestly, I had no idea what I was going, really, what I was doing. I actually was working on a bunch of material before I went to make It's a Sin. And then when I came off of It's a Sin, I thought I was going to go back to working on this project I'd spent a lot of time on. But the pandemic happened and the whole world changed, and I just really felt disconnected from everything that I had worked on. And I just started again, went back to the drawing board, and had no idea what I wanted to do. But the music that was like really present in my mind, and all the music that I wanted to listen to was dance music and music from the 80s. And, you know, so that really kind of like, it kind of clicked for me then. I thought, oh yeah, of course, that's I want to make a record like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's been a bunch of different records that kind of had, each one has its own individual style, but there's Dua Lipa and Jessie Ware and The Weeknd, and now your record. What is appealing to you about that era of music, even though you're not, by no means you're copying it. It's influenced by that 80s sound.
Yeah. Well, for me, there's lots of different things I find really inspiring about it. But like, for instance, I imagine what it'd be like to hear those songs for the first time, you know, in the club, on the dance floor. You know, you might not hear that song again until the next time you're at the club, or who knows, like your relationship to music's so different. And I love that aspect of it. But a lot of the artists who I love so much, you know, like Sylvester, like Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys, like Holly Johnson, you know, that they had such an energy, and George Michael, Prince, you know, they're in their vocals, especially, like they were performers. They had so much spirit, and I feel like, and it's such an exciting time for electronic music, you know, after disco, just really, I think so many genres started to melt together, and it was such an exciting time. And I really wanted to like channel a bit of my own version of all of that, and you know, just express myself.
We are talking about Years for Years' new album, Night Call. My guest is Ali Alexander. Okay, this is a listening party, so let's listen. Let's take a listen to the title track from the album, Night Call.
Woo!
Yeah. Monday to Sunday, I've been working for it, trying to catch you, ain't no game. Got your attention, now let's take it further. I wanna see you misbehave. All you ever want is shining through. Light me up tonight, it hangs on you.
Ali, where is that little dial tone sample we hear? Where is that from?
Oh, it's from, well, I think originally it was like a BT phone phone sound, yeah, from the UK. It's like very nostalgic. It's literally from the 80s.
Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about sampling sounds, you know, where do you go and how do you think about samples when you're creating your music?
I think it's a really great way to like inspire you as well when you start creating a song, because I think so much of dance music as well is all about, you know, sampling and remixing and taking ideas and developing them to another. And I find it quite fun to come into the studio just with my favorite records, favorite songs of that, you know, of that moment, play them out, find a bit that you love, and then you can kind of you can write around just that sample just to kind of create another idea. And then you either end up keeping the sample in the song, or you change it, or it takes in a different direction. And I love that about dance music and electronic music. You kind of keep recycling, but inventing new ways to express it.
Let's talk a little about some of the imagery. The album taps into mythology and imaginary creatures. And on the cover, you're sort of in this as a mermaid sitting in a rock. And you've said that the mermaid was kind of a muse for you when you were making this album. What drew you to that imagery?
Oh, well, I have always just really loved like mythology and fairy tales and fantasy. Mm-hmm. I was definitely one of those kids, like growing up, I loved all that stuff. I've been thinking a lot about sirens and mermaids, who I love. And there's one of my favorite songs ever by Tim Buckley called Song to the Siren, which I recommend everybody listen to. It's stunning. Mm. And I really related to the mermaid, sort of on her own out at sea, on her rock, kind of doomed to seeing these sailors to their death. And I just thought, wow, I really relate to that in many ways. And I imagine Nightcall to be sort of the mermaid's revenge. Like she's kind of just getting what she wants now. She's done just waiting for these men to wash up on her rock. She's having fun.
It was so sweet. It was very sweet and a little spiky. That's good. Sweet, yeah. And spiky's, yeah. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
We're talking about Years for Years' new album, Night Call. My guest is Ollie Alexander. Okay, so for people who are uninitiated and they're trying to understand, wait, Ollie Alexander, Years and Years, it's a band, it's a solo act. This is the first Years for Years album that became, since it became a solo project, which was officially announced in 2021. And I know you said, you know, sometimes things like this, they're a long time coming. When and where did you know that it was going to be the right thing for you to take this forward as a solo project?
Honestly, it was really sort of 6 months or so into the first lockdown pandemic, really, once the pandemic started. And I had a real, like many, many people, kind of quite intense soul searching period. I spent a lot of time, you know, just by myself in my flat. And I was working on music a lot, but I think it became really obvious to myself, Mikey and Emery, who were in the band, that we just weren't kind of, the way that we worked had completely changed. And obviously COVID changed everything again, but it sort of gave us an opportunity to really talk about like how we wanted to do things moving forward. And just, you know, I think things had changed and it was the time to kind of like really, but it wasn't really until that point that to have that kind of break, I suppose, to really kind of realize that it had to happen.
What was something you noticed that was different about the songwriting process with this album, Night Call?
Oh, well, I really tried to, I found the songwriting process sometimes really stressful. I mean, it's not, I suppose, always going to be supposed to be easy, but finishing a song, I can completely lose my mind over it. And so part of that reason was because it's so hard for people to come to a consensus when you're in a band about what you all agree on. But it can be good to have those kind of tensions and everything. But being solo and doing it just on my own, and obviously I have collaborators and stuff, but it's just a totally different process. And at first I felt really uncomfortable and the kind of like, oh, can I do this? What will so-and-so think? Or is this the right choice? And I don't know what I want to do. But it sort of turned into a quite liberating feeling, actually, and made me really want to just sort of kind of push myself in vocally and get more involved with the production and just really try and put everything into it and have as much fun as possible. So yeah, it was kind of it was like that, I guess.
Well, let's listen to another song from the album. We're gonna play Starstruck. What would you like people to listen for in this track?
Oh, well, Starstruck was it's one of those kind of like golden songs that come together very quickly. I don't often have these, but this song came from like the end of a night. I was in the countryside and we'd all taken a break to work in the studio in the countryside, and we all looked at the stars, and it was just one of those moments where we're like, oh, let's have a song called Starstruck. And it's a really positive song. It's like just meant to make you feel good.
Here's Starstruck from Years and Years.
Like all these people in this room don't shine like you. If I could bottle you up, I would sip you like cosmic juice. So give me that good love all night. Don't need your cash, I got my own to spend it on you if I like. If you wanna dance, baby, let's dance. We can dream. I can't help it, I get starstruck around you. What can I do, baby? I can't help it, I get starstruck around you. What can I do? There ain't no reason why I can't speak, think, or stop staring at you glow.
That's Starstruck from the album Night Call. So that is a full bop. That's a full dance, chair dance, wherever you are dance, as is, you know, the record. You know, for a record that was made during a difficult time, when did you know it was going to emerge as a feel-good dance record?
Oh, I just didn't want to. I actually did try and make a couple of ballads, you know, mm-hmm. definitely mm-hmm. some slower moments, but I just didn't want to. I didn't want to stop, like, because the music and the studio was really my escape, and every time I was there, I just wanted to move my body and dance around, and then it kind of became clear to me that's what I wanted people listening to feel as well. Mm-hmm. So it just didn't make sense to do anything too slow. So, yeah.
So you wanted to offer people an escape.
Definitely. I think, you know, that was like my number one priority. Like, oh, I hope people, when they listen to this, they just come on the journey with me. They get taken away somewhere and it just feels good.
Your producer, Mark Ralph, also produced the first Years and Years album and had some involvement in the second. Why did you decide to bring him back?
Oh, well, I think I said it earlier, but I struggled knowing what direction I wanted to take for this album. And I tried loads of different things and didn't really know what I wanted to do. And then I went back in with Mark, and it just clicked again, having, you know, someone I trust a lot that I've worked with before that really understands me, but also understands Years and Years. And he's really integral to the sound now, and so it was like a safe pair of hands. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really grateful to him, actually, that we got to do it again, because he's such a dance music head as well. He's a genius with all that stuff.
I want to play another song, 20 Minutes, which wasn't originally going to be on the album. It was in the demos that were cut. What convinced you to pick it up again?
That's right. I really love the chorus of this song. I mean, I love the whole song, but the chorus always just really stuck with me, and and it's one of those where you just don't want to let it go. Like, as a song, I didn't want anyone else to have it, so I figured out there would be a way to make it work. So yeah,
let's listen to 20 Minutes from the album Night Call. This is Years and Years.
Shut up, stop talking. I don't want to make another new friend tonight. But I could use some company, not being heartless. Think I just need someone physically close to me, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I can't see myself loving nobody. I don't think I'm ready to. You're the most beautiful creature. I feel something between me and you. Take me on somewhere low. There's no end and no beginning. Just 20 minutes in your arms, in the dark. There's no sorry or forgiving. Just 20 minutes. A lifetime in the moment. Feels like I lived and then I died.
That's 20 Minutes off the album Night Call. My guest is Ali Alexander. So there are a couple of guest appearances on some of the remixes attached to the deluxe version of this album. You teamed up with Elton John for a cover of It's a Sin. Kylie Minogue is on the album as well. Who else? And yeah, I know you said there's a dream come true to work with those artists. Who else would be a dream come true to work with?
I would love to work with Lil Nas X. I think he's amazing. And Rihanna, obviously. My babe. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Let's put it out into the world. If we put it out into the world.
Thank you.
Maybe it will come true. My guest has been Ali Alexander, a.k.a. Years and Years. The new album is called Night Call. Ali, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing. And yeah, thank you so much.
Let's go out on the song A Second to Midnight. This is with Kylie Minogue from Years and Years.
I want the brief to question why.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.